Hello, Language Arts Lady here with episode number 9 of 10 Minute Grammar. We are still in our series called The Order of Parts of Speech, and we had an intro episode, and then we have had 7 episodes with the first 7 parts of speech, and today will be part of speech number 8 in the order. So, little recap here about the order of parts of speech. One thing is that I like to consider the relationship of the parts of speech with each other whenever I am teaching parts of speech. So the order that I have chosen for this series, and that I think would be an ideal order if we had the perfect grammar book with the perfect order and everything just the way we want it in our world, would be number 1, noun markers or articles. Most programs call them articles. I call them both because noun markers tell what they do. They mark a noun. And of course, these are ANA, the three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. The second part of speech in our series was what would come next? What do noun markers do? They mark a noun. So that is what I would bring into the picture next because I want them to be linked together. So noun markers mark a noun. They tell you that a noun is coming. So a noun is next. Then, of course, what do we need? What else goes with a noun? What else goes with a noun besides a noun marker is the adjective. Adjectives can describe nouns. They can also describe pronouns, but that's a way more advanced concept that we will delve into later when we like really dig into adjectives. But those are usually called predicate adjectives, and they go backwards, like he is nice, nice he. Let's not do that today, okay? All right, so the next is adjectives because they describe nouns. So that took us in our sentence building exercise to the sneaky cat. The sneaky cat. Sneaky describes cat. And the tells you that a noun is coming sometime soon. All right, next, of course, and finally, we were able to create sentences, which is the goal of grammar, right? Grammar is for writing and speaking. And so we want to get right into writing. And so the next one, number 4, is verbs. And now, actually, with only a noun and a verb, students have everything that they need to create a true sentence. You can check out my CAVES posters, capital, all make sense, verb, in mark, and subject at my Teachers Pay Teacher store for how to teach the 5 parts of a sentence to elementary students with the acronym CAVES. All right, so we want to go ahead and get that verb right in there because then we have the first 4 parts of speech and we have sentence building going on. Nouns can be used as a lot of things, mainly subjects and objects, and so we have nouns that can be used as subjects. So we have that those 2 elements, subjects and verbs, right, when we have nouns and verbs as our parts of speech. So now they can say, you know, dogs run, cars drive, people cry, kids laugh, right? They have the capability of creating sentences. And then they throw in the ANA, that gives them more possibilities. They throw in the adjectives, a sneaky cat in our case, and that gives them more possibilities. So now we are up to the sneaky cat climbs. Complete sentence all by itself. Noun marker, adjective, noun, and verb. All right, next we had part of speech number 5, which we want to put things close to each other. So adverbs describe verbs. That's what they're most commonly known for. They describe, if you check out my posters, for all 10 parts of speech, you'll see they also describe AVA, A-V-A. They describe adjectives, verbs, and other adverbs. But kids, first of all, learn adverbs as describing verbs, right? They have the word verb in them, all the tricks that we tell them, and they often end in ly, right? So that is how we actually introduce adverbs to students. So the sneaky cat easily climbs. Now we have not only the elements that are needed for basic sentence writing, but now we have description because we have the possibility of adjectives and we have the possibility of adverbs. All right, so the sneaky cat easily climbs. Part of speech number 6 is pronouns. All right, and pronouns are for a noun. That was episode number 7. Pronouns are for a noun. That is, they are for a noun. They are in place of a noun. They take the place of a noun. So we can create another sentence following this first one with incorporating pronouns. The sneaky cat easily climbs. He uses his claws. He is a personal pronoun, and his is a possessive pronoun. Lots of different classes of pronouns. So watch episode number 7 to see how not to get stuck and in that rut of, I've got to teach everything about every part of speech as soon as I begin it, especially when it comes to pronouns, because there are so many categories and classifications. And sometimes they're called adjectives, and sometimes they're called possessive adjectives. Sometimes they're called possessive pronoun adjectives. And so anyway, watch that one for more on that. All right, so now we have two sentences. The sneaky cat easily climbs. He uses his claws. That takes us to last week when I taught about prepositions. And a preposition is the first word of a prepositional phrase. And I gave lots of tips last week on how to teach these so that students can learn dozens and dozens of the 200 plus prepositions that are out there. So he uses his claws on trees. Prepositional phrase is on trees. Starts with the preposition on. So here we are. We are through the first 7 parts of speech. We are creating sentences, right? We have the elements needed to create lots of sentences right now at this point. But we are going to add the 8th part of speech, which is interjections. Now, a fun way to introduce interjections is to have students like read aloud or something, and you know, go around the room and have people take turns reading aloud. And then just, you know, Joey, stop. I want to interject something. Okay. Then let them read a little bit more. Susie, stop. Let me interject something right here, class. All right. What have I been doing? I have been interjecting, right? I am putting something into the conversation. I'm interjecting it. Right? And that is what an interjection does. It puts something into the conversation. Now, we learn 6 at the beginning. Of course, I have a rhyme, right? My, well, oh, while, yes, no. And guys, all of these are in my Think Fast Grammar quiz packets, the beginning one and the advanced one, so that every week your students, or every few days, my students take 1 or 2 a week of these quizzes, so they always get all of their parts of speech down. They're being helping linking verbs or subordinators, coordinating conjunctions, fanboys, noun markers, prepositions, subordinators, and they just think fast, grammar quiz. So interjections, we know them as 6. My, well, oh, while, yes, no. That is where we start with students, right? We don't start with, well, these are the 6, and then you can also use a name as an interjection, but sometimes that's called an address. You can also interject something else, like suppose you wanted to say, you know, you can interject that too. No. Let's just do the first 6. My, well, oh, while, yes, no. And then once they are accustomed to writing with those, then we can get into other words used as interjections, you know, but they won't be official interjections as far as the parts of speech list is concerned. So here we go. 2 ways to punctuate these. Now, the one thing I like about interjections, well, a couple things. First of all, they're easy to learn, right? It's not like there are 200 of them like prepositions, or 36 like being, helping, and linking verbs, you know, or, you know, so many that are used as other parts of speech. They kind of are sometimes, like, well can also be an adverb. Yeah, they kind of can be other parts of speech. Not as badly as like subs and preps are often doubled up with each other. Sometimes ly words are not adverbs at all. They're really adjectives. So not that bad, but still to a certain extent, there can be a little bit of overlap with them with other parts of speech. But there are 6 of them. So that's pretty easy. They learn them in rhymes. My second graders know them. My, well, oh, while, yes, no. The second thing that I really like about them is that they can be a very gentle introduction to writing sentence openers. So we want to teach students how to write base sentences, and then we want to teach students how to write sentence openers. And these are openers that are going to introduce the sentence. They're going to come at the beginning of the sentence, and they're going to introduce it, and then we're going to pause usually and then have the real sentence. And interjections are one word. so we don't have to worry about how to punctuate them. Like, where does this opener end and the real sentence begin when we have this double prepositional phrase opener, or we have a long subordinate clause opener, something like that? We don't have to worry about that at all, right? And so that's the beauty of it. It's a very gentle introduction to sentence openers. My, comma, the cat is big. Okay. Wow, comma, that dog is friendly, right? And we don't have to worry about where it ends and where it begins. It just ends right after the opener, after my, well, oh, wow, yes, no. And then you put your comma and then you go on. The other thing interjections is to use them as a standalone sentence. Now, this breaks the Caves rule, right? We can't say capital, all makes sense, verb, end mark, subject, if we're going to write, wow, exclamation mark. And so I usually reserve this type of sentence structure for story writing. And my kids start writing stories in second grade. So, they can use an interjection by itself in a sentence. It's also part of their checklist challenge. So they are expected to use interjections in their writing as soon as they learn about them. All right. That is it for today's 10-minute grammar. I will have all the links to everything. If you're watching this on IG, I have all the links to those things, those products, the checklist challenge teaching and video set, the two different quizzes, the poster packs, the Caves pack, all of that in my Instagram bio, my Teachers Pay Teachers store. For those of you who are getting this on YouTube or iTunes, the links will be below. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you next week on another episode of 10-Minute Grammar.